What, this?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought Mommy said it was from Grandma.
Maybe we did steal it from Grandma's house.
I think we did.
And we got the other one from Grandma's house.
Well, Grandma's house is going to be eternal flame when we get back. It's so hot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I keep thinking we're supposed to have a cool down, but I haven't seen a cool down coming yet. So, we just enjoy the warm weather.
There's no enjoyment.
Yeah. So, you were going to tell me something.
Was I?
You were.
I mean, I've already told you what class.
I don't think you have.
Yeah, I told you about it.
I don't think you have. I think you told me I can't wait to tell you about it. I'll tell you all about it. I think that's what you said.
I texted you earlier and I told you about it.
That was it?
That's kind of it, actually.
I get a tweet.
We got some magazines and we read about different impressionist artists. Mm-hmm. And we answered some questions about them and wrote down some facts. And then,
give me some examples of impressionist artists.
Monet.
Mm-hmm. Cezanne.
Yeah. I don't remember that guy's name.
Pirro?
No. I don't remember.
Miro? Dolly? Charles Schultz?
No, he's the one that did the...
Oh, no, he wrote Peanuts.
Who's the one that did the Sunday in the Park? You know which painting I'm talking about?
All the little dots?
Yeah. I think that was... I don't even remember. I can't think of it.
Yeah, I don't remember now. My art history knowledge is poor.
Yeah. Well,
so who did you like best?
I like the dots.
Mm.
I think it's cool. Cool looking. And then... So we're gonna choose... Oh, and we painted a bit. Like practicing, what is it? I can't remember what it's called. But it's like on the color wheel, colors that share one same color. Like from yellow to green blue, they all have yellow in it. So we made like sections of colors of those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we painted today. And then tomorrow we're choosing landscape pictures, and we're gonna choose one of the ways of the impressionist artist that we learned about, and we're gonna do that and paint it.
That's gonna be cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be very cool. I can't wait to see these finished products.
Yeah, I'm excited. I like a lot of them. So the wig shipped.
The what?
The wig shipped.
Yeah, and the wig shipped.
Ooh. And it's that it usually takes 2 to 3 days to ship.
Yeah.
So.
To, what do you mean to ship?
To once it's shipped out to get to wherever you
are. The email said that its scheduled arrival date is tomorrow.
Really?
I think so. 23rd, that's tomorrow.
Sweet. If it comes tomorrow, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
So excited to style it and everything. So we went from it coming in like September to coming a few days after we ordered.
To coming in 2 days, yeah. Yeah, now we just need to get the rest of those things.
Figured myself out.
Good. Have you worked on your sleeves yet?
No, I didn't have... I fell asleep, first of all, but I also just had no motivation today.
Yeah.
Today I was just kind of drained, because the entire first half I worked on perfecting my charcoal drawing.
Tell me what you mean by perfecting.
Well, starting, really. We had a I told you that she, like, set up, I didn't tell you this, she set up, like, a bunch of white blocks and cones and cans and spheres up on her, like, desk in the front in a bunch of different ways, and you chose a piece of it to draw, and so I did that for the entire first half, and I got it, like, done, because it's pretty easy, because we did a lot of stuff like this, like, with perspective and such, and making things look realistic, so a lot of people finished in, like, the first half, and I spent the rest of the time just perfecting it, and it was so, like, painstaking, because I was trying to get the lines, like, as neat as possible, like, put a paper down and, like, shade around it so that the line is all crisp, and then, oh, I don't even know, I was just, like, you know when something, like, it's going by fast, but it's just going by so slow?
I don't know that I've had that experience.
Like, in the moment, it's so slow, but then you look at the clock and you're like, whoa, it's been 20 minutes. And it's just so slow, everything you're doing.
Something that seems like it's taking a really long time, and time has, all of a sudden, time has flown by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, after that, I was just kind of, like, drained a bit.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, though.
But I feel like I'll work on it tomorrow, because I think tomorrow we're not doing anything that's super, like, intense. I think we're just going to be painting. And painting is really, really relaxing to me.
Good.
I love painting.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah. Painting is my favorite thing that we do. Like, my favorite medium to use.
Good deal.
Yeah. That's about it. If I get my wig tomorrow, I might style it tomorrow.
There shouldn't be much to style. It's a short blonde wig.
Well, a lot of the reviews, because it's meant to be kind of poofed out, like, in, like, spiked, like, that's how it's made to be, that's how they styled it when they were making it, so I need to calm that down a bit, and then, I need to fix the bangs and stuff.
What are you doing about Terezi's teeth?
I'm even looking into this.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do.
Alright.
I mean, there is something
your braces,
I can do.
Your braces actually kind of fit the bill a little bit for that.
They make it,
you give your mouth a distinction.
Yeah. A lot of Terezi cosplayers either make fake teeth with, like, you know, when you get, like, those fake, like, novelty teeth, and it has, like, the little packet of things that you melt down and you use it to, like, stick it into your mouth more. They just buy, like, those fake novelty teeth and use that, and they get, I don't even know what they are. They're, like, just white, like, things. They're like, nails. But I don't... That's... Oh, nails. Nails. I just put that together in my head. Not nails. Nails. That just clicked.
Yeah. I'm glad it clicked with you, because I was trying to think, nails. The heck?
Yeah. But they get,
so,
like,
so you're talking
long,
fingernails,
yeah,
not
they get, like, long, like,
nails.
Fake fingernails, and they file them, and they glue it on. They, like, get it and they mold it around their teeth. But
oh, that's
think
a
I
really
can...
good idea.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it with my braces, though.
No.
Just get stuck on there forever. Yeah. Permanent Terezi.
Your orthodontist would not be happy with us for allowing you.
Well, it's not like it's stuck on. Like, you mold it and you can just pop it out like a retainer. But, and they're really cool looking. Maybe when I get my braces off a few years. Have you been, like, looking into Terezi?
I have, because I'm concerned about, the glasses.
I don't think we should be concerned about the glasses.
There are so many different shapes. Every picture is a different shape of the glass.
Yeah, because people have different headcanons on what it, like, really looks like and how it would look if she was real.
So, I mean, that gives us a little flexibility with that. We don't have
to
be
leeway.
Exactly.
We don't have to get it perfect. But... mine is not Because a lot of them that I see go like that, like an almond shape. But my headcanon...
Pointy almond, yeah.
Yeah, my headcanon is that it goes like that. Like a slight curve up.
Okay, you're going to have to draw it out.
Yeah.
And then we'll cut out...
Yeah, I'm not just going to...
We'll cut out... Right, cut maybe out we'll that. Cut out some... We'll get some clear plastic. And we'll cut out some clear plastic. Maybe put some magic marker on it so that you can kind of test and see what you like.
All right.
What fits.
And I'm thinking that we should keep the bottom wire instead of the top wire.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think that would look better. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll have to look. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that question.
I just think it would look better than having it, like, randomly right there than having it, like, at the bottom.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's so hot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting very hot.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Stupid. Alright, say a prayer.
Dear God, we pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. Let Daddy have a good day at work. For everything in the morning's back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Have a great tomorrow. Everyone.
Amen. We missed Nerf Wars at church.
We missed what?
Nerf Wars. Their Wednesday night is their youth program. And they get together and do all kinds of fun, cool stuff. And they had a Nerf Wars tonight.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
So what was I going to tell you? Wait.
It's late.
Dang it. I had a cool dream that I just remembered. Can I tell you like a piece of it really quick?
Sure.
Okay. So we were, Sable and I were at Stanford, but it was Kettering. But it was Stanford. And like Five Sauce's house was there. And it was made of like, it was like a giant balloon animal, but it used those balloons, but it was in the shape of a house. So Sable and I sprinted to Stanford like full speed. It just makes me laugh thinking of how fast we were going, because we were going like, we were like running as fast as a car, like 60 miles an hour, and we weren't getting tired. We were just like
like a vampire.
Yeah. And so we ran there, and then we were like, oh my gosh, and we like heard them inside, and we built this house outside of their house out of sticks, like a giant house, like, you know, those things where they're like painting a building or something and they build that thing with like the different stories and stuff. Mm. It was like one of those. And we heard them coming outside, so we were like, oh no, we don't want them to see us building a house outside of their house. So we ran away and we were just running so fast. I don't know why
you
it's so funny to me how fast we were
freaky
going.
Little girl. Night. No fast running dreams tonight, please.
Rapidly, just.
Good night.